Go get your men under control. Cavalry to the wings. Move it. He went. There were Shadowlanders among the men coming now. Chaos held court. They tried to stop, but their comrades behind forced them forward. They tried hard to stay away from Ram and me. Where was Blade? Where was his cavalry? The Shadowlanders pelted my line in no order, like hail, then turned to flee. Once they had their backs to us, the outcome was not in doubt. I signaled for the cavalry to advance. I made no effort to keep my men in formation. I let them chase the enemy. When I crested the rise, I saw Blade and his cavalry. He had had them flee to the flanks, distancing the foot-bound Shadowlanders, then had brought them back behind our enemies, scattered so they could cut down fugitives. My own cavalry had the Shadowlanders cut off on the flanks. Only a few got away. It was over before darkness fell. Chapter 42. Swan could not get over it.
Our man Blade's done turned into a real-life general. You had it figured out all the way, didn't you?
Blade nodded. I believed him. He might actually make a commander, unless he'd had a once-in-a-lifetime stroke of genius. Swan chuckled.
Old Spinner ought to have the word by now. Bet he's foaming at the mouth.
Very likely, I said. And he might take steps. I want a strong guard posted. The knight still belongs to the Shadow Masters.
What can he do, hey?
Swan demanded. I don't know. I'd rather not find out the hard way. Blade said,
Calm down, Swan. We didn't win the war.
You would have thought so from the celebrating, I told Blade. Tell me more about this other Widowmaker and Lifetaker.
You know as much as I do. Shadow Spinner attacked and should have taken the city, but they rode out of the hills. Lifetaker kept him fighting for his life. Widowmaker rode around killing his men. They couldn't touch him. They rode away after our men drove the attackers out of the city. Mogava tried a sortie. They didn't help. He took heavy casualties.
I checked a crow in a nearby bush, careful not to be obvious.
I see. We can't do anything about it. Let's ignore it and get on with plans for tomorrow.
Is that wise, mistress?
Narayan asked.
The knight does belong to the Shadow Masters.
Meaning there were shadows among us, listening, and bats whisking overhead. There are tools available. I could take care of the bats, and the crows, but I could not get rid of the shadows. To do anything more than confuse them was beyond my limited powers. But does it matter? He knows we're here. He knows we'll come there. He just has to sit and wait, or run away if that suits him. I had no hope Shadow Spinner would elect that option. He retained the preponderance of force, if not in numbers, certainly in power. The stunt I had pulled was the limit. I would not send these men into a maelstrom of sorcery. The victory would increase their confidence, but could lead to trouble if I overvalued it. That was partly why Croker lost his last battle. He got lucky several times and began to count on it.
Luck has its way of running out.
You have a point, Narayan. No need to ask for trouble. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Pass the word. We'll make an early start. Rest. We may have to do it again. The men had to be reminded.
There were battles.